Right, it's Alan Dolby here from Radio Way and the Good Neighbours stand. What's your name?
My name's Brian Perry.
And what's your role?
I have two roles. I am the fellow trustee of the charity. I also am a volunteer driver.
Okay. And what does Good Neighbours do?
As the name suggests, we are a neighbourly organisation who primarily focus its efforts on transporting individuals, clients, to various locations like hospitals, daycare centres, dementia care centres, opticians, doctors, also other activities like transporting to social centres. We befriend people, we do shopping for people, we take people shopping, pick up prescriptions. So the whole breadth of what would be considered as neighbourly acts.
How do people get in contact with Good Neighbours?
We have a helpline and whose contact details on all our social media outlets. It takes anyone making a call, contacting us, goes through to our duty officer. Christine, it's over there. She takes the details of it, and if we can help, she sends a message out via our cloud-based booking system to all the volunteers saying, I have a client who I need to get from A to B on a certain date and time. Anyone out there can help? People respond, yeah, I can do it. We send them a link to confirm they can do it, a little red button link, puts it in their diary, puts it in our diary, and it goes from there.
And obviously there's some vetting of drivers and that sort of stuff as well that goes on?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a formal vetting process starting from our inquiry. Just say it's an expression of interest. We explore why they have got an interest, what they are able to bring, what their background is. Then if we feel that's the sort of person who could help us, then we go to the next stage of vetting, interviews, DBS checks. And if that all comes together positively, we train them into the aspects of the job and the journey. And we start them off gradually, short journeys, easier clients, moving up to more journeys, more complex clients. And when I say complex, it's effectively the full range of special needs, if we can help. All our drivers use their own vehicles. We don't have our own vehicles. So it really is matching the vehicle with the type of mobility they need.
Yeah, you might have a modified vehicle or something like that, maybe.
Yeah. So, for example, a lot of our clients, the reason why they're using their transport is they no longer can drive. Yeah. They've got mobility issues. Or they've got special needs issues around eyesight, or any other condition, so they need transport. If it's aided transport, it could range from as basic as a walking stick, a walking frame, or hopefully a collapsible wheelchair. We would find it difficult if someone's fully wheelchair bound, but this is what's available to us.
And what's the area you cover?
The area we cover, as our name suggests, we are formerly the Chertsey and Adelson Good Neighbour Scheme. However, our area is essentially central Runnymede. So where the filling of a sandwich between Egham and Newhall, we do all that central part. But one thing we make available is, whilst it's Chertsey, Naddleston, Ottershaw line, you don't have to live there. So we have clients who live outside that geographical boundary, as it were, but use a Chertsey facility. We bring lots of clients from outside the borough into the Orchard Dementia Care Centre, just the other side of Appy Field where we are here. And we take people, the reverse situation, where we take people from who may be a resident of Chertsey or Addleston, and we could take them to a hospital that's outside the borough. So we'll take them to Ashford Hospital. We'll take them to Guildford. I think one of our furthest, if it's a specialist need, even as far as Epsom. So it's it's not just specifically to our area of benefit. We go broader than that.
How do you get your funding for this?
We get our funding, right. What I've just described there may seem at first sight it's a taxi service. It's not, per se. Clearly we are transporting people, but it goes way beyond. It's pushing it towards a very befriending type service, because some of us have very regular clients who we could meet up socially. So we also take people and stay with them if it's a hospital visit and so forth. It's based on all our volunteer drivers. We cover their expenses on a mileage rate, so we don't expect them to pay for their own fuel. We'll cover that. On the reverse, we make suggested donations. It's not obligatory, but it's to simply have to explain to people where we don't get any local authority funding per se and so forth, so we have to raise a basic level of income so we can compensate our drivers.
So it's completely self-funded, really, isn't it?
Totally self-funded, apart from very special grants. So our wonderful Good Neighbours branded gazebo accessories was all funded by the local area, Surrey County Council, Councillor Mark Newty's members allocation. We were able to get a grant from him 18 months ago that covered all this. We also have had grants from the Borough Council to help us, which might interest you. We've just onboarded an electronic cloud-based booking system. So we all use the web these days to do things, or beyond. We get regular grants from some of the local charities here. So essentially, the grants we get enables us to do the add-ons, like the branding, the web base, the social media. We're going to buy a new set of computers and laptops, all that
infrastructure. Almost like the infrastructure stuff it pays for.
We're finding now that the level of income we get as donations does cover our expenditure on volunteer compensation.
How many volunteers have you got altogether?
Altogether? Numerically, we have between 40 and 45 volunteers. However, within that, it's high, medium, low. We have individuals who can do perhaps once a month or once a year or whatever if you need us, or the high end where some volunteers out every day, two or three journeys a year. It's a balancing high. The challenging time is when all the high level drivers all have holiday at the same time. That's a balancing act. But we get through it all. It is highly unusual for, say, so. We simply haven't got a driver available at a particular point in time. Anyone who's interested in volunteering for us, just go into jerseygoodneighbours@gmail.com. Yep. You'll find all the social media links on there. You'll find a whole lot of information about us.
All right. Thank you very much.